Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Our text for our meditation this morning is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Lord, these are your words, and therefore they are your truth. We ask that you'd increase our faith through them. Amen. You may be seated. Dear fellow redeemed, you have to tell me what's going on with you. You're glowing. Is it a boy? Tell me who it is. Maybe you've heard people use that phrase before, you're glowing. As if just there's an aura or presence about us that maybe our closest friends can sense, whether we're feeling on top of the world or completely terrible. You're glowing. Well, today in God's Word, we hear that Jesus describes us as Christians as the light of the world. Really, he's telling us, you're glowing. And so we take that as our theme for this morning as we ask the questions, why and how? So first off, why? Why are you glowing? Why are you the light of the world? Well, in John chapter 8, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Jesus describes himself as the light of the world, a light shining in the darkness. Darkness is often used to describe sin and unbelief in this world. And yet Jesus is the light that shines through it all, exposing sin and revealing himself as the Savior. And he has certainly done that for us through his word, hasn't he? He has shown us our sin. He's shown us that we aren't as good as we might think we are. In fact, we are depraved. In fact, we are unable to do the things that God requires in his law. But he has also revealed himself as a savior from sin, the one who has victory over sin and death. I've always loved that passage in Hosea chapter 13, verse 14, that says this of God. I will redeem them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be your plagues. O grave, I will be your destruction. As God describes himself as the one who's going to be the enemy of death itself, as he conquers sin and death for us, Jesus reveals all of this to us when he says, I am the light of the world. But in John 8, he continues to say, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Because Jesus has shown his light in our own lives, we need not walk in darkness any longer. When you were a kid, did you ever have a glow-in-the-dark toy? Maybe it was a ball or a dinosaur or something like that. And how did you make it glow? Well, you had to stick it up next to the light, didn't you? And let it be there for a little while, and somehow, some way, it would charge. And then you could shut off the lights, and it would glow. It would glow not because it had batteries or a light bulb inside of it, but because it was brought next to another light source that was outside of it. In many ways, that's the way it is for us as Christians. We glow, we shine because of the light of Christ, because we have come near to him. And so he tells us this truth today, not just that Jesus is the light of the world, but you are the light of the world. And I know sometimes we maybe don't feel that way, especially when we wonder how well we've done with shining forth our faith in this godless world. But it's true. Whether you feel like you've done it well or not, you are the light of the world. You are glowing. And so to that second point, then, how do we shine? How do we glow in this world of darkness? Really, there's two ways that we do that. The first way is through proclaiming God's truth, through his word. And the second way is through our actions, our works of faith. There was a mother who sent her young son off to college at public university. And she was really worried about him. She was worried about his faith and what would take place there as he interacted with the atheist professors and the students that were enticing him to do so many things that were wrong. Well, the son finally came home at Christmas time that first semester. And so she asked him, well, how did it go? He said, it was great, Mom, better than I ever imagined. She said, well, that's wonderful, but what about your faith? How did it go when you stood up to the professors, when you told them what you truly believe from God's word? And he said, well, that's the thing, Mom. It went well because I made sure not to let anybody know that I was a Christian. It certainly is easier, isn't it, not to shine, not to glow in this life, in this world, but to hide our light under a basket, as Jesus describes it in our text. It's easier not to shine. What does it mean to shine with this light? Well, we don't have to be Mr. Super Evangelist knocking down everybody's dorm in the dormitory or going around our neighborhood door to door, but just simply speaking the truth when called upon to do so. When in that moment, in a conversation, are you going to stand up for what is right, or are you going to cower in fear and be quiet and be silent because you just don't want to stir up trouble? I think oftentimes we do hide our faith under that basket, not let that light shine. What about when it comes to those good works mentioned in our text for today too? Not that we have to be Mrs. Super Volunteer and spending our time at soup kitchens or at food banks every evening, but when called upon to help and befriend someone in need, are we quick to answer, quick to respond, or do we make up excuses? Or maybe do we even just do the opposite, not just being lazy in this, but maybe live completely opposite the way that we should as Christians, falling into the trap of overindulging in alcohol or abusing the Sixth Commandment or using foul language? How do our lives reflect our faith? Well, here too, we fail time and time and time again, don't we? So we might wonder of ourselves, are we truly Christians? If we can't really see the light of life, the light of Christ in our own life. I really appreciate a passage that's recorded for us in John chapter 1, as the Apostle Paul, or Apostle John writes there, in him, in Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of mankind. The light is shining in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. It's a powerful passage, as it tells us that Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness and that the darkness can't overcome it. Not the darkness of unbelief, not the darkness of sin, not the darkness of this world, but not even our own darkness. It cannot overcome the light of Christ that shines for us and for all. And so even when we see our own lives and we feel that it's filled with so much darkness, we need only turn to Christ, who is the light of life, who shines in the darkness, that has overcome even our own darkness of sin and unbelief. And the Apostle John goes on to write, as he quotes Jesus, I have come into the world as a light, so that everyone who believes in me would not remain in darkness. You see, his desire for all of us is to know his light of life. Not for us to remain in the darkness of unbelief and sin, but to know him as our Savior. Getting back to that thought of the glow-in-the-dark toy, what was the way, what was the method, how did you make that toy glow the strongest? What did you have to do? You had to hold it really close to the light, didn't you? You had to hold it there for a number of minutes to get it really powered up, or however those things work, and then shut the lights off. And it would shine so brightly, wouldn't it? The same is true as our Savior, who is the light of the world. When we're close to him, when we're close to his word, close to his love and forgiveness, regularly hearing these things, so too we shine brightly in the world, as we ourselves now are the light of the world, reflecting the light that Jesus has shown to us. Yes, it is true. As Christians, you are glowing. May God help us to shine forth his light throughout our world of darkness. Amen.